This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mean, I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that.
That was Hillary Clinton, and leave it to her to live rent-free. Yeah, I wonder how she did that. Probably through the Clinton Foundation. She figured out how to live rent-free inside of Donald Trump's head. And I'm going to play the rest of that clip for you to give it some context. But first of all, welcome, folks, to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. So happy that you have joined me this gracious day, 844-551-8255. So the Democrats are running around, and they're trying to appear that they're confident. They're trying to appear that they've done nothing wrong. They have to keep up appearances. You've seen this. I don't know if you saw this movie called Cinderella Man, and Jim Braddock, I believe is his name, he's a boxer, and he breaks his hand. And he gets a promoter played by Paul Giamatti. And Paul always comes off very Tony, as they said back in the day. He always has a nice suit on. He's got the pocket watch. And he's moving and shaking with the big boys. He's a member of the club, et cetera, et cetera. And he sees something in Braddock. And he wants to back him as a fighter. And at one point, Braddock needs money. Giamatti gives him money. And so on. He lives in what would be the equivalent of a high rise in the big city. He's high on the hog, and all the appearances are he's really got it together, you know, financially and otherwise. And at one point, he stakes Jim Braddock with $175. Doesn't sound like much, but back in the day, that was a mint of money. I mean, these are guys making a couple of bucks a day. So he stakes him. He says, "Jim, I want you to just train and fight because they had won one fight when he made his comeback, and Giamatti says, I'm going to make an investment in you." Well, his wife, Braddock's wife, didn't want him to fight, so she storms over to the Braddock, to the Giamatti's little, you know, penthouse, think of it that way, knocks on the door. Guy doesn't want to open the door. He and his wife are in their apartment, just hanging out, and they look at each other like, "Oh, brother, here's Braddock's wife." They open the door. She's like, "You better open this door with your highfalutin, you know, big money townhouse, blah, blah, blah." Open the door. And you know what she finds? Absolutely nothing. They have two chairs and a table. She walks in. She's stunned. You want to know why? This guy had sold everything to stake Braddock. Because he believed in him. Now, this is a spoiler alert. By the way, one of my favorite films. Russell Crowe is a jerk, but he makes amazing movies. Anyway, he goes on to beat all the people leading up to, including Max Baer, fights Joe Louis, who Joe Louis said was the toughest guy he ever fought, had the most heart, and he becomes equivalent to a millionaire when he was down on his luck and had gone to welfare. But he's putting on airs. The guy who was training him was putting on airs, is what I'm getting at, right? He had to make people believe that he was more than what he was. And you rappers do it. You've probably done it a time or two. And you know what you do as a conservative? I'm going to tell you something. One of the smartest moves you can make and one of the best things you can teach your kids early on is don't try to make people think you're more than what you are. Oh, I know it's tempting. Young boys were taught to do it with girls. I used to borrow one of my buddies' really nice cars and go on my college campus just to be seen, you know, in his car. And people would go, "Hey, Kev, what's up?" And I would drive his car around in my lunchtime hoping my friends would see me. I've done more than that, you know, borrowed the keys to my buddy's car while I'm at a bar. And he's got this is before I actually, because at one point I owned nice cars. But I would take like one of my friend's Ferrari key or his Mercedes key, and I'd just have it sitting there next to my drink. You know? Oh, my gosh. And you've heard the saying, fake it till you make it. Well, in this case, the Democrats are trying to fake it until they get somebody they're hoping this thing goes away. This thing. What is this thing, Kevin Jackson of the Kevin Jackson Show? This thing is the scandal surrounding all of this stuff that they've been doing for the coup on Trump. And the cover-up's going to be worse. It's just like Watergate. Watergate was nothing, man. They were eavesdropping on the campaign. And here's what's funny. They want you to believe that getting opposition research is a bad thing. Yet, that is exactly what the Clinton campaign was doing on Donald Trump. They were trying to get opposition research from any and all sources, including the Ukrainian government, the Chinese, you name it. But they try to mitigate it. Here's the full clip of what Hillary Clinton said.
I actually want to ask you about one sort of sidebar issue that came up in Mueller's report that has since been added to by the New York Times. It's about you. Mueller's report says that in October 2017, President Trump met privately with then-Attorney General Jeff Sessions and asked him to take a look at investigating Clinton. Then, this past week, the New York Times has reported that last spring, 2018, Trump also asked Don McGahn, his White House counsel, to get the Justice Department to investigate you and former FBI Director James Comey. Today, the Attorney General refused to answer questions as to whether the White House had ever directed him to initiate specific investigations. You're the only person in the country whose opinion I want to hear in response to those developments. What do you make of that?
Well, what I make of it is this is as big a sign of a guilty conscience or a real fear that you could possibly have. I mean, I'm living rent-free inside of Donald Trump's brain, and it's not a very nice place to be, I can tell you that. I've been investigated repeatedly by the other side, and much to their dismay, but to my, you know, satisfaction, it's been for naught. I testified for 11 hours in the Benghazi hearing after, what, seven committees said there was nothing there. This is a diversion attack. Look, it is very sad to me that the lies that were told about me, the accusations that were made about me, have unfortunately had some residue. People say, well, you know, if she's going to be investigated so much and they're going to be saying all these terrible things, even though nothing ever happens, maybe there's something to it. Because I guess it is one of their tools to fire up their hardcore base.
Mm-hmm. Nice pivot for Hillary Clinton. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Nice pivot. Benghazi. She wants to be, I stood in front of that committee, oh, for Benghazi. Okay, great. You got investigated for Benghazi. Hey, Hillary, here's the question that's on a lot of people's minds. What's going on with the Clinton Foundation? Why would you get $145 million from the Russians? Why would your husband speak for one of his largest speaking fees in Moscow? Who's behind the Uranium One deal? And oh, by the way, a question we asked on this show a while back, why did Robert Mueller... what part did he recuse himself of when he took over as special counsel? Great show coming up.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100, 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Cliche Hillary. Living rent-free in Donald Trump's head. And it's a terrible place to live. Then go somewhere else, Hillary. Use your money and go live in someone else's head. Oh, that's right. You don't want to do that. You don't want to spend your money, nor do you want to live in anybody else's head. And you certainly don't want to live in your own head because you know there's turmoil up there. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. Played a clip earlier in the broadcast. Hillary Clinton was asked the question of why is, you know, Trump met privately with Sessions on investigating you. Rachel Maddow, you're the only person that I would want to get an answer from on this question. Vice Secretary Clinton, what's your answer?
Well, you know, they've already interrogated me on Benghazi, and, you know, I spent 14 hours and 13 days and you know, fighting against it. And what was the name of the movie, 13 Hours? Did you see how I weave that in there?
Anyway, fighting against all this, taking all their questions. Do you think Hillary Clinton has taken all the questions that she'll be taking? KJRadio.com, 1-800-445-1855. Hillary Clinton is in deep kimchi. And she says, oh, it's got to be Donald Trump's guilty conscience. What have I told you? What is the number one rule to leftism? Come on, class, everybody together. They tell you who they are by what they say about others. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump has a guilty conscience. What is she saying to you? She's got a guilty conscience. Boom. See how easy that was? Boy, aren't you glad you're here? Hillary Clinton's got a ton to feel guilty about. And let me tell you something, folks, it is heating up. Let no one fool you. Don't let any of the snake oil salesmen known as leftist media or anybody else tell you anything that to the contrary. These people are in big trouble. And this is why they've escalated. Here's Maxine Waters. She's upset with AG Barr.
Maxine Waters, chair of the House Financial Services Committee. This is not the purview of your specific committee, but you obviously have strong feelings about both the Department of Justice, how it's conducted itself, this president, Mr. Barr, your reaction to the news that Mr. Mueller objected in writing to the characterization, called Mr. Barr and asked him to release those summaries, and none of that was done.
Well, first of all, I am so pleased that our special counsel, Mr. Mueller, not only wrote a letter to Mr. Barr, but he got on the telephone and he absolutely said to him that what he had done did not capture the context or the substance or the nature of his work. And so now that it has been revealed, it helps the American people to know that this administration and all of those who are lined up with the president trying to protect him have obstructed not only justice, but obstructed Congress of the United States of America. This is typical of what is going on with this president.
Obstructed. This is typical of what is going on with this president. I pretty much have Maxine Waters down. I'm getting close. I'm circling in, particularly considering that I'm a male, and she is James Brown. Hit me. Da, 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 da. Ha! So Chris, what's his face? I don't know the guy from MSNBC. I don't know their names. He says, well, you know, this is not in your purview. This is outside of your scope because you, crook, Maxine Waters of the Congressional Black Circus Clowns, you are on the House Financial Services Committee or whatever. She doesn't have anything to do with judicial. It's out of your purview. But he says, Mueller objected in writing, called Barr. Now, he says Mueller objected in writing and called Barr to ask him to release the summaries. And I don't know what this guy, Chris Hayes, right? Chris Hayes? Thank you. I don't know what his deal is. Barr had, it was a 2,800-page report that needed to be synthesized down to something. Barr says, here's the gist of it. No obstruction, no collusion. I mean, if you want to put it into very much a soundbite, no obstruction, no collusion. And the biggest complaint that Mueller had was what the media was doing about it. Now, notice that Maxine Waters praised Robert Mueller. She's praising. And thankfully, the job of our special counsel, Robert Mueller, that he would actually call Attorney General Barr to correct the record. And he didn't do any of the sort. He called to say, we're getting beat up in the media because of the way the report summarizes. He didn't disagree. She says he disagreed with the context, the substance, and the nature of his work. Those were her exact words. And he did not disagree with the context, the substance, or the nature of Barr's work, a.k.a. his summary. He didn't disagree with any of them. And I'll tell you why. I know this for a fact. There are two leftist journalists, a guy named Michael Tracy, not the guy that wrote, that book years ago, but another guy. What is the chemical I'm smelling? Anyway, Michael Tracy, who is a leftist, he said, Democrats, when are you going to leave this alone? You are making this look really stupid. And he goes on to just talk about how bad. He goes, the Mueller report shows no collusion and no obstruction, period. And you're continuing to, he goes, you're not kicking a dead horse. And he went on, I mean, he excoriated, this is a lefty. And then another one of his sort of lefty people, he writes for The Intercept. he joins in and says, yeah, you're exactly right. We're looking stupid. He goes, you know, what we should be looking for is exactly what the Republicans are looking for, which is real justice. These people get it. Conservatives listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, I want you to understand something. You are being vindicated behind the scenes. All the scurrying, the rats as they pack their go bags and get ready to find their countries with no extradition. The ones that are getting ready to eat a heap and helping a crow, they vindicate you every single day. They may not come out and tell you, but let me tell you 100% fact. They know that they're wrong. There, I said it again. I get so much mail, you know, or messages, I should say, from you guys going, Kevin, do you think they really realize it? They know they're wrong. They know they've been caught. Look, if you want to, I don't care if you worry. My grandmother used to do this all the time. My grandmother would, oh, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen with Robert. And little Robert, well, looks like he going to the pen. And that's the penitentiary for you white folks. Going to prison. And he got those kids. And I just worry about those kids. And she would, my grandmother would give me, I would go see her. Go, hey, mother dear, how you doing? Blah, blah, blah. You know, checking on her. She's giving me the rundown of every problem. She doesn't tell me, well, hey, little Billy graduated from college and he got himself a good job. It's always doom and gloom. And so when I would, you know, I was taking care of her at the end of her life, I'd, you know, send her a little chump change money because that's all she needed to get by. And then I find out she's spending on, well, little Robert had to give it to his attorney, needed to pay his attorney. So I gave it. And I finally said, look, mother dear, if I would give you money, if you give it to these kids, I'm not going to give it to you. I don't give money to them. I give money to you to take care of your problems. You take on everybody else's problems. So I say to you conservatives, if you want to take on the problems, do it. I'm not going to give you money.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
FBI Director Christopher Wray is testifying on Capitol Hill. One of the topics of discussion was the Trump 2016 presidential campaign and how William Barr is trying to get down to the bottom of how the Russia investigation began.
He's trying to get a better understanding of the circumstances at the department and the FBI surrounding the initiation of this particular investigation. He and I have been in fairly close contact about it, and we're trying to work together to help him get the understanding that he needs.
First Lady Melania Trump is marking the first anniversary of her Be Best initiative.
It continues to have one goal, which is to educate children and parents about the issues they face.
Speaking at the White House, the First Lady says a fast-paced, ever-changing world can make children less prepared for the challenges ahead. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump is dismantling Obama's legacy piece by piece, bit by bit. Thank you, Donald Trump. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. I'm not, forget the legacy of, you know, tax and spend and all the other things. Horrible foreign policy. I mean, point at Obama's legacy. Show me something you're proud of. Show me anything. Obamacare, debacle. If Democrats and leftists were truthful, they would admit that. Just admit it. It's a debacle. 133 million people were afraid to go to the doctor last year, did not get some sort of medical service, had to get something. I forget what the thing was, but it was they feared their doctors. We all know somebody. Well, first of all, I know you know somebody who had to give up their health insurance because of Obamacare because you're listening to him. Yeah, when I moved to a state that had one thing on the exchange that you could get, and it was triple what I paid from where I previously lived. I was going to pay it was double because I'd gone from $700 a month to $1,200 a month, and then my payment it was going to be something like $2,100 or $2,200 a month. We figured it out. It would be $39,000 before I actually got to use insurance. And I said, you know what? I'll roll the dice on that. I'll roll the dice. Had to give up my insurance I was happy with for years, paying $700 a month, was going to get charged $2,200 a month for an insurance that had a per family member deductible of like $4,500. It was crazy. Before you ever spent a nickel, I was in the $30,000. I don't remember if it was $39,000. It might have been $33,000. But it was in the $30,000 before I ever spent a nickel. And I went, this is ridiculous. Who can afford this? This is an insurance. This is a pretty much a barrier for you ever using it. Oh, but there was the subsidy. Okay, great. If I got a $3,000 subsidy, knock off $3,000, it was going to cost me $31,000 before I ever used it. It was ridiculous. And so that's his biggest thing, right? No, Barack Obama's biggest legacy are the people that believe his lie. We have a clip of a teacher. His name is Rodney Robinson. He's Teacher of the Year. And I just want to play a clip. He gave a TED speech. And I want to play a few clips, a couple of clips. It starts out, it's okay. But by the end of it, it is a blatant attack on conservatives and conservative ideas, pragmatic ideas that make sense. So let me let you listen to it.
There's one phrase that I hate more than any other phrase in America. And I'm sure a lot of the young people in this room can relate to this phrase. And that phrase is back in the day. Your grandparents say, back in the day, we had to march 20 miles in the snow, uphill both ways to get to school. And when we got there, we had to start a fire with two sticks to keep warm. Your parents often tell you, you kids are lucky. Back in my day, we didn't have anything such as a My Book or Snapgram. If we actually wanted to see, know someone, we had to go out and meet and talk to them face to face. Or you've seen the numerous memes on social media that make fun of kids for wearing bike helmets, or talk about back in the day we had to be home before the streetlights came on. But people often say back in the day because that's a simpler time. When I think of back in the day, I think of a time when black people were lynched for violating the various rules and regulations upholding white supremacy. I think of a time when women died and had to deal with the pains and scars of back alley abortions. I think of a time when gays and lesbians were demonized as the people who spread AIDS and other diseases. Whether it's the phrase back in the day or attempts to make the country great like it used to be, people long for one thing. Their youth, because their youth represented a simpler, easier time. And although I hate to use the phrase, that was back in the day.
So there you have it. That was the beginning of his speech. Back in the day. And many other blacks have said something similar. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I wrote a piece one time. It was a very, very popular piece. And it was about back in the day. And the idea that this guy described everything that he himself is, he now supports. He supports the party that was back in the day doing all those things. And he's an educator. Too stupid to realize it. And he's taking that kind of a thing and he's putting that on your kids. Let me tell you something, folks. Here's a truism. There's not a parent-child time in the world since the creation of man that somebody hasn't said back in the day it was a lot tougher. When the caveman was dragging stones and then somebody chiseled out a round object and he goes, back in the day we used to have to drag those stones. Now we roll them. Back in the day somebody took that stone wheel and made it into a wood wheel. And you got the buggies and all that stuff, right? Back in the day. Now we got rubber tires. I don't know what we'll have next. Probably some sort of hover tire, a hovercraft or something, where there isn't anything that's moving, it's just moving air. I don't know. But here's what I know. Somebody in the next generation is going to say back in the day. My kids will say things like, I'll say, man, back in the day. And collectively, back in the day, when my grandparents who raised me would say, you boy, you don't even realize what it is. And I would go, oh, here we go, back in the day. That is just a rite of passage going from childhood to manhood. But you know what this clown wants you to believe? That's a terrible thing to say back in the day. You think black kids don't hear that from their parents? Boy, back in the day, well, I used to do so and so, but back in the day, boy. But I've heard that so many times, if I had a nickel for it, I might be able to buy a couple of Starbucks coffees. They're pretty expensive, so I'd have a lot of nickels, is what I'm saying. Back in the day, I can say back in the day from a decade ago. You remember back in the day when we used to have CDs? I thought CDs was the end-all, be-all. Now, all of my music is on my phone. It's on a chip. I don't carry around CDs. And if I forget a song, something, I go, man, I'd like to hear that song. Do you know what I do? I go on YouTube. I Google that song or search for that song. It comes up and plays it for me. Yeah. Any music I want. I can go on one of these music services, streaming services, and say, I only want to hear Bruno Mars. And it'll play all his Bruno songs. It'll play all Stevie Wonder, whatever. I don't have to have anything. Back in the day, I carried 8 tracks. I went from 8 tracks to to cassettes. I went from cassettes to CDs, and I thought it was my thought process at that time was it can't get any better than this. Then they went to the little bitty high density CD. Remember those? They didn't last very long. And then, because MP3 came out. Back in the day, I carried all kinds of things, gadgets around that my phone does. Video camera, a voice recorder, a notepad, all that kind of stuff. It's all in your phone now. All of it. And if you don't have something, I can take picture, camera, and I got it all. Back in the day, I didn't have it. But this guy wants you to believe back in the day is bad. Back in the day is a reflection on who you are and how things came to be. If he wants to look back in the day, look back in the day, see how bad things were and say, you know what? Everything you just described, we have fought through. We have done. We have succeeded in overcoming the LGBT barriers, the female barriers, the barriers to blacks and other minority, ethnic minority groups. So what a reflective thing to look back and go, boy, look at this nation. You think they do that? You think these people care that you would actually have pride in the fact that we've overcome all the things that he's talking about? Must be out of your mind. Doesn't happen. This is the guy training your kids. This is why it's so important we dismantle the Obama legacy. Because what the left wants to do, they want it to live on. He didn't get a fair share. He was a black president. He did. Let me tell you something. Go look at what the black president did for blacks and then tell me he was the black president. Donald Trump's done more. But do you think this guy praises Trump? No. He talks about back in the day, and he talks about it as if Donald Trump, and I'll play the other clip here in a bit. We can't play it now. It's too late for this segment. I'll play it in a bit. But he talks about Trump as if Trump is the problem. The problem is back in the day, we allowed leftists to take over. I talked about Zuckerberg. Played a clip the other day about Tucker Carlson saying Zuckerberg is single-handedly dismantling 250 years of the Constitution and the First Amendment. And I go, he's not doing it. Zuckerberg is doing what Zuckerberg is trained to do. What are you trained to do? Are you trained to fight against him or are you trained to be a pansy? Well, from where I sit, you're trained to be a pansy because if you continue to use his service, you're condoning what Zuckerberg is about. Remember back in the day when we didn't use Facebook? Back in the day when we thought for ourselves and we would solve a problem ourselves?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing Rodney Robinson, the teacher of the year, who doesn't like the term back in the day. You know, back in the day when Democrats were lynching black folks. Back in the day when Democrats were voting to hold black people as slaves. Back in the day when Democrats were oppressing blacks by not letting them have voting rights and doing everything they could to suppress the vote. That back in the day. But Rodney Robinson, an educator, is too stupid to know it. Too stupid to bring it up. Or he's been brainwashed to go, well, but all those people became the Republicans. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com is what you're listening to. It's my show. This is my juke joint. Rodney Robinson essentially dogs conservatives, dogs Republicans, dogs Donald Trump. Will play another clip here in a bit. But then he went and sat with the president. He was invited to the White House, and the president sat with him. And you know what I bet? I bet you it changed his mind about President Trump to some degree. A lot of blacks won't admit it, but they emulate him. They idolize President Trump. They won't say it. They're too afraid to say it because too many people, there's the thought of all the backlash. But trust me when I tell you, there are a lot more people who are pro-Trump than they let on. Holly weirdos, entertainment types. The voices you get a De Niro. Oh, Robert De Niro says he hates Trump, and he goes on late night TV and he looks stupid. You know what? There are five people that are going, what's with De Niro? Five leftists. Five people who were formerly leftists, or at least pragmatic leftists, ones that do have two brain cells at least, and they're not amoebas. These are the ones that go, huh, I don't get it. I don't understand what his problem is with Donald Trump. They're looking at their careers. Look, these people need us going to the movies. These people need us eating at their restaurants and doing all these other things. They need us. They've convinced themselves that they don't, but that's not true. I'd love to prove it to you. I mean, if I were a genie, I still wouldn't wish for this wish. But if I had unlimited wishes, one of them would be, let me have control of the conservative money for an hour. And I'm going to redirect it to the things that matter to us. And you're still going to get your needs met, but I'm going to redirect those funds. And I'm not going to give any of it to leftist supporting, leftist leaning, you name it. If you are true blue conservative and you want our dollars, I'm going to give them to you. And you watch what would happen. There would be a ripple in the fabric of the cosmos for the left. They wouldn't know what hit them. I'm not advocating, well, you know, I don't shop at Target. I don't buy Nike. I could get, you know, give you four or five things that, where people have done stupid stuff and I go, I'm done with you. But I'm not advocating that as a thing. You vote with your own money any way you want. But I'll tell you this, if we were to support ourselves, I'm talking about the things that matter to us, and do the things that would impact the left, like social media, for example, and joining TeaPartyCommunity.org versus staying on Facebook. Stay on Facebook and don't voice any opinions. Find your friends. Find your old buddy, classmates, whatever. Do that on Facebook, but go to TeaPartyCommunity.org and do your activism. And watch what happens when you're not active on Facebook, and suddenly you know what you're going to do. You're going to start looking for you're going to start understanding who your friends are. You're going to meet a new set of friends over at TeaPartyCommunity.org, and you're going to start having fun there. That's what happens. The Rodney Robinsons of the world are created with your tax dollars and with your permission. Nobody, you know, we started seeking educational excellence in order to fight back against guys like Rodney. Nice guy, but ethnocentrically racist. He's been told things that are not true, but he doesn't have the common sense to go, let me go look into it. Here's a part of this clip that I want to get to where he's not saying the president's name, but he's alluding to his policies.
It is hard being a young person today. When we were growing up, we had filters that protected us from the world. Due to technology, kids had to deal with information before they had the academic or mental maturity to understand. They had the anxiety of wondering if the planet is even going to be there when they get older. They have the loneliness, the anger created from 24/7 bullying caused by social media. And due to a lack of gun control, they don't know if their next day at school is going to be their last day at school.
So there we get the gun control speech. And as far as social media goes, guess who owns it? Leftists. Leftists own social media. They go on there. They say, come over here, beat this person up. You've witnessed gang rapes on social media and a host of other things. And then the outcome, you know, because everybody wants to be a star now, is these kids are going and shooting up schools and shooting up other stuff, making the announcement on social media, but it's the gun's fault. No, I think it's a society where everybody wants to be a star. Reality star. Well, you don't get more reality than you putting yourself out there on social media and saying, look at me act the fool. So this is what this guy, this is his beef. And then he goes on, I'm going to skip through this, but he goes on to talk about the plight of kids in these schools for bad kids, these detention centers and things. He talks about the plight of their lives and the fact that these kids don't have hugs. He's giving you a treatment on why leftism fails. It's failed every one of these kids. What do we want? We want strong families. We want these kids to not be killed. We want them to not be thrown away in society. We want them to be loved. They don't love them. They don't care about him at all. But he pretends that he does because he's working in one of these facilities and he considers himself a bleeding heart liberal. Well, I'd say he probably should question that. But I want to go on and finish because he goes back again talking about issues that are, quite frankly, leftist issues, but he wants to blame us. Here he is again.
My grandma, she often told me, young people are brave because they don't know any better. I wholeheartedly believe this. Young people are brave because they know no better, don't know any better. But their ignorance is the motivating factor that can change the world. If you study the annals of history, you understand that. In 1770, when the American colonists were being taxed to no end, it was 17-year-old Edward Garrett who struck that blow outside that tax house in Boston that started the American Revolution. It was a 17-year-old slave named Frederick Douglass who was just tired of working and said, I'm not doing this anymore, then brutally beat his overseer and walked off the plantation of freedom. In 1963, when Martin Luther King and the other leaders of the civil rights movement were arrested and thrown in jail, it was the children ages 14 and 17 who took to the streets. They were attacked by police dogs and decimated by fire hoses, but they still fought for rights they weren't even old enough to achieve. And last year, when America refused to do anything about gun legislation, it was the children of Orlando and Parkland who went out and led a nationwide bus tour registering thousands of teens to vote, culminating in the largest election turnout in U.S. midterm history. And today, in the face of a government that insults minorities, that denies the rights of gays, lesbians, and transgender people, a government that separates asylum-seeking families and locks their children in cages, it's not the adults who must stand up to these inhumane acts. It's the children who must lead the way.
Welcome back, everybody. You see what's being taught to your kids? A government that's anti-LGBT? No, a government that says, you know what, LGBT? We're not making any more special rules for you. Welcome to the world. And you know what? There are going to be people who don't like your sexuality. There are going to be people that embrace it. Who cares? It's the same way with everything. Get over yourselves. The guy talks about kids and guns. These kids know nothing about guns. He talks about a government that's anti-minority. Really? Donald Trump, I'm not going to go into this. I think it's idiotic that black folks like him come on, get any kind of a forum and try to essentially promote the idea that this government is against blacks. How so? With that lowest unemployment for blacks, with Donald Trump getting black people out of prison, passing criminal justice reform, getting black kids brought back from, you know, other nations when they're thugs, and I could go on. Saying he's going to get involved in Chicago and do something about the violence that's occurring in the South and the East Side when Rahm Emanuel did nothing. Barack Obama did nothing. Opioid addictions and a host of other things that he's addressed that dramatically impact the black community, much more so than anything else. And this clown gets up there and says that. I would love to have been a fly on the wall in the meeting with the president where he said, you know, would ask him, like, why do you think this way?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.